Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So it's not that he had not had coffee or that he had not had beer. It is the two together. I feel like you must have cut an interesting path in life. When Eric said, well, okay, the coffee thing did shake me a little bit because I depend on caffeine and specifically coffee to get through my days, it shook me a little bit. But when he said, yeah, I've never had a drink of beer, I was like, okay. I mean, how is... Those are two of the most consumed things on the planet. Like, you have not had coffee, correct?
I've had a taste of it.
You've had a taste of it. That makes sense to me, right? Like...
I do not like the taste, and I can't drink it.
So I think for most people, coffee is a you've got to be exposed to it a bunch of times before it takes. That's not how it worked for me. But like Vanessa, first 7 years we were together, hated coffee. After the twins, she just started drinking it to keep awake when we were up late at nights, and now she loves coffee. Not as much as tea, but she still will drink a butt ton of coffee. But yeah, it was the two together that threw me off. But the other thing, or one of the other things we talked about with Eric Metcalf, with 1 week to go, tonight, one of the NFL draft, is what he thinks is the Browns' biggest need in the draft, as it were. And I'm curious to get your response to this.
I would say, for me, I know we have Amari, and I know we signed Judy. I think this is a deep enough draft where we can go get a receiver that is another playmaker, because Amari is getting a little older, and he's been playing good football, and that's no knock on him. But I think there's someone that we can try to get that can put fear in a defense's eyes when we step on the field. So I like another receiver. I think I'm talking more so vertical threat. I think last year, and like I said, we signed Judy and Murray played well, but I think last year we were close to the bottom in the league in separation, right? And so if you're not getting any separation, that means the quarterback on passing downs is having to throw perfect balls in order for guys to catch the ball. Or we need to scheme better to get these guys open like other guys are running wide open on other teams. So if we're not doing that, we need somebody who can get separation. And so that's what I want to see.
Do you agree that that's the number one need going to the draft?
Getting somebody that can create separation?
Yeah.
I mean, I always love the sexy positions, the skill players.
Yeah.
Especially when you got a speedster that you can draft if he's there at pick 54. I don't know. I mean, you made the move for Judy. We know Amari's really good. Still hoping Elijah Moore gets better. I mean, how many receivers do you need? Tillman hopefully steps up. You drafted... David Bell, mm-hmm. He's still here, right? I mean, there's only so many footballs to go around. And also you got Nick Chubb who's going to get a lot of carries.
So I'm a little torn on it. I don't know that the Browns have a definitive need simply because I don't know it's a guarantee whoever you pick at 54 is going to be able to contribute this year in a significant way. They might be like a limited rotational player, but this is a loaded roster with a lot of upside. That being said, if like, and I'm just saying this because the word verticality came to mind, like Keon Coleman, like if that's the kind of guy, or if one of the bigger names, not the top three guys, not Adunze, Marvin Harrison Jr. or Neighbors, but if one of the, like the next guys after that has a little bit of fall, because the team's like other receivers more, if you get the right guy to fall to you, a wide receiver, I mean, if that allows you to make a better decision on Amari next year, meaning like if you, all right, well, Amari took a step back this year. This rookie really, really gave us a lot. Jerry Judy pops off. We actually think we're good with letting Amari move on because of his age, not because of anything else. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just don't think you can ever have enough elite players. I'll give you another one, though. I don't think we should just be talking about wide receiver. The kid, Sanders, the kid from Texas, that is a vertical threat from the tight end spot that I think Deshaun, listen, I know we've talked a lot about you got to get 3, 4, 5 wide receiver sets or five wide. There's nothing that says they all have to be wide receivers. And I think if you paired a true vertical threat, right? And like, and Njoku can still get down the field, but like, he's not going to outrun all the linebackers of the NFL. There are tight ends in the NFL that can go past any linebacker and even some of the safeties in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So like, whether it's Sanders or maybe if you feel that way about any of the other tight ends, like I wouldn't hate just a vertical threat at either wide receiver or tight end with that. Would it surprise you if it was a running back though?
That would probably surprise me at 54?
At 54, yeah.
No, I no running back there.
So why not?
I think it's too high.
I tend to agree with you, but I definitely think in paying attention, even though we haven't talked a lot about the draft on the show, I will tell you one of the things I've heard a lot from draft Knicks are the Browns have a need at running back, like a future need. Mm-hmm. And if a guy like, I don't know, he's a second round pick. I'm just saying this name because it came to mind. If a guy like Bucky Irving came around, that might be the guy that tempts you into making that move. I think it probably makes sense as soon as the third round, because you're late third round, and you can find like a really good like 5-6 year starter in that kind of spot. It's a little later than where Kamara was drafted, but again, like think like that kind of player. Kareem Hunt was, I think, a middle third round pick. I kind of am cool. I don't want to say I'm cool with whatever they do, but like I have said, I wouldn't really freak out if they took a quarterback at 54. I still wouldn't. I really like. I would love a defensive tackle. I really would. Mason Smith, the kid out of LSU, is the kind of guy that would make a lot of sense as a guy who's got high upside, and you hope you can turn him into a player in the wide nine. But like, I go into that draft, I'm not too concerned. I would say I'm not too concerned because, like I said, it is an important draft. But to me, it's...
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's more about what's the value that you get. Like, I'll be honest, I wouldn't even be mad if they traded down out of 54, which is something Andrew Berry talked about today.
Trading down to me would be fine.
Yeah, like this is the rare draft. I mean, because you only have five.
Could you turn 54 into another later sixth round, or excuse me, a second round pick, and then a third round or a fourth rounder?
I think that's what. I read.
Could you drop a few spots?
I read Zach Jackson's mock draft, and he kind of said he could definitely see them trading down and picking up an extra fourth. I think that's the kind of move that makes sense. But like, I really like. I think the cool thing about this is, I just want to see you address a couple key positions. I don't care in what order you address them. I do want another scratch-off lottery ticket to defensive tackle. I wouldn't even hate another one off the edge, but I think you're probably full there. I would like a guard. Tackle, I'd take, but a guard, definitely. I definitely think tight ends on that roster. I definitely think a linebacker. So that's four of your five picks. So you might need to pick up another pick just to maybe double up on one of those positions. Like, yeah, if they double up on guard, I would have no problem given Betonio's age and his contract, and that why it's now kind of in the middle of his career as well. I would have no problem. I mean, they just took Whippler last year out of Ohio State.
You still thinking about butt wipes?
I was. Now, Luke is not flushable to what I know. But yeah,
plumber tested.
Actually, why doesn't he have? They already got Dude Wipes as the sponsor.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you go with Luke? Be the face of flushable wipes that aren't flushable in Cleveland.
By the way, did we get any of those decals yet, Keith, from the Northeast Ohio Sewer District?
No, I haven't seen them.
Wait, there were decals promised?
You didn't see the tweets?
I don't remember them. But I probably
put it on your car?
What's that?
It said this guy flushes flushable wipes?
He said we need to put them up in the station's bathrooms.
That's really funny. You do now because of you.
And he said he was going to send some extras for my bathroom at home. which I won't follow the rules on.
Real Xavier P saying, I think he's talking about Braylon Allen, saying Wisconsin running back at 20 years old, I would love in round three. And then he
How
says,
about Jalen Wright, Tennessee?
Ooh, yeah. Oh,
he's ranked by PFF as the 71st best prospect.
So I actually think in one of the mock drafts I saw, because I've seen 1,000 now.
Yeah, Blake Corum.
I've seen all of them. I want to say
I like Jalen because he's young.
I want to say Wright was like one of the guys they thought would make sense at 54.
I mean, the best ranked running back is Brooks out of Texas, Jonathan Brooks.
Yeah, I don't think I like him more, and I know he's going to be drafted higher, expected to. I don't think I like him more than I like Jalen.
He's coming off an ACL.
Yeah. Well, and I think Wright's like the all around package. Like, I think he's the guy that's like,
oh yeah, yeah. They project him to be a three down back.
The days. 216-474-0092. So Eric Metcalf says it's his biggest Browns need in the draft. He wants to see another vertical threat. Now, he was kind of making it more about the wide receiver spot. Where do you guys want to see the Browns? What do you think the Browns' biggest draft need is? We are 1 week out from the first night of the NFL draft.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.